I want to take you back to our chapter this morning in Isaiah chapter 43. We didn't finish it. And we're going to look at a verse further in that chapter. We stopped our reading at the words of verse 21. We want to take it up to verse 22. I said to you in the course of the message that the people were in captivity. They were under a foreign power. It was because of their rebellion and their sin against God. God shows us something of that in these verses. And these great disasters that are happening in the world, men and women, are not God's fault. The sin lies at men's door, men's feet. Man has turned away from the Lord. God has to judge sin. Do you see what the people were guilty of here? But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. They cast off prayer. Weren't calling upon the Lord. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. They've grown weary in their faith. They've grown weary in religion. Is God's book not as up to date today as it was in Isaiah's time? Third thing, verse 23, thou hast not brought me the small kettle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money. Neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. Thou hast made me to serve with thy sins, and thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. They had been stingy in their sacrifices to God. Those verses speak to us that their worship to God wasn't aright. They didn't bring the sweet cane for the incense to be offered. They didn't bring those sacrifices which were pleasing. And the Lord was wearied with their iniquities. And you would not be forgiven. You would not be wrong in thinking, I should say, that the next verse would say, I, even the Lord, will blot out you off the face of the earth. But God doesn't say that. And it's the verse 25 that I want to leave you with you around the table this morning. For God says, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. There's a pardon of God spoken about there. The pardon that is experienced, you see there, it's for our sins, for thy transgressions. We're sinners born into this world. And sin has taken men and women to a lost eternity. And yet there is pardon to be experienced for our sin. Through the one who knew no sin. Through the one in whom there was no guile found in his mouth. Pardon is experienced for our sins. And what does the promise behold? What's the pardon experienced? What do we know through that? It is that they are blotted out. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. And the word blotted out there is the phrase that's a sign of, or the picture behind it is of the crossing out of a debt. You write a check to pay a debt, it's blotted out. Can't return again. Or it's like the cloud that is blotted out by the rays of the sun. Indeed, that's the analogy. If you look over in chapter 44 and verse 22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. That's what it means to blot out. And God has blotted out our sins. The debt has been paid. The cloud of it between us and our God has been removed. through the Son of Righteousness, who has arisen with healing in his wings. You see, the author of our pardon, I, God is the author. God alone is the one who can pardon. We have experienced pardon through the person of God manifest in the flesh, through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon Calvary's cross, for he alone has paid the full penalty. He alone has blotted out our transgressions, made them his very own. Even the very scribes and Pharisees in the Saviour's time knew that God alone can pardon sin. We read of that time where the four brought the one to the house, one sick of a palsy. In verse 21 of Luke chapter 5 we read, the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this that speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only, or God alone? Verse 24, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine house. The Lord that day administered the healing touch, not only physically, but spiritually. And that man knew forgiveness of sin, blotting of them out. And he was able to walk home with his bed. That's the pardon that we have experienced. Let me show you, and that's why we're able to meet around this table. For we thank God for how that pardon was procured. But let me show you here also the basis of our pardon. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake. The basis of our pardon, it's not for our sakes. It's not for anything that we have done. For sinful man deserves nothing but eternal punishment of his sin. And you have just read with me the sins of the people of Israel. And the Lord says, yet I have blotted out thy transgressions, but it's not for your sake. For you have been sinful, you have been rebellious against me. But it is for mine own sake. There's the free, unmerited grace of God. The sovereign act of God in giving his only begotten Son. Giving Christ to die, the death of Calvary's cross. That there God's divine justice against our sin will be satisfied. Christ died, and he bore the punishment of my sin and of yours. And he blotted them out, not because I was worthy, but for mine own sake, he said. For God's sake. The riches of God's grace. The basis of our pardon, men and women, is God's good great pleasure in redeeming a people unto himself for his glory through the person and the work of our Saviour. It's for mine own sake. And you see the fullness of our pardon. See, God not only forgives our sin, but he forgets them. And will not remember thy sins. He forgets them. That's something that people find hard to do. When somebody wrongs somebody else, they may forgive them through time. They find it hard to forget. There's parts of this country and people have memories that span generations. And they remember something years ago that some other family did against them. Can't forget. And God forgives you and I our sin. And when he pardons us in Christ, and when he blotted our sins out, he forgot them. Forgot them. And I will not remember thy sins, he says. Christ, through his blood on the cross, has put an end to them. Calvary covers it all. And God declares, I will not remember thy sins. That's the fullness of our pardon. God doesn't hold on some wee sin. All our sins were laid in totality upon Christ on the cross. And he bore the full penalty and punishment for them all. And he blotted them out. God says, I've also forgot them. I will not remember thy sins. Haven't we every reason then to meet around the Lord's table and to remember his death? We thank the Lord for procuring our salvation on Calvary's cross, that today we might be sinners saved by God's grace, and we might stand just in his sight, knowing the pardon of our sins. May God bless that word to our hearts for his own name's sake. One of the brethren will give thanks for the bread. Bread it is, bread it shall be. But it is a token, it is a symbol of the broken body of our Saviour on Calvary's cross.